From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of a message called Secure in God's Everlasting Arms, part of his series in the 8th chapter of Romans. The text, verse 28, is one of the most beloved verses in all of the Bible. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. The context is the weaknesses of God's people, especially when it comes to physical problems. The text is also connected to the teaching of the entire chapter, that there is no condemnation to believers in Christ. As we've seen, the all things mentioned in the verse does not refer to every single event in a believer's life, but to the truth that all things taken together are accomplishing God's purpose. Our assurance of this is founded in the fact of who God is. Also, it is vital to understand that this verse applies only to those that love God. The unsaved have no such promise, for those who do not love the Lord Jesus Christ do not love God. Then, Paul speaks of them that are called according to his purpose. In other words, everything in our salvation is traced back to God, the author and finisher of our faith. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude the message. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection known as Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Heavenly Escort. The text is found in Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Do we need journeying mercies? Here are choice ones, God's presence and preservation. In all places we need both of these, and in all places we shall have them if we go at the call of duty, and not merely according to our own fancy. Why should we look upon removal to another country as a sorrowful necessity, when it is laid upon us by the divine will? In all lands the believer is equally a pilgrim and a stranger, and yet in every region the Lord is his dwelling place, even as he has been to his saints in all generations. We may miss the protection of an earthly monarch, but when God says, I will keep thee, we are in no real danger. This is a blessed passport for a traveler, and a heavenly escort for an emigrant. Jacob had never left his father's room before. He had been a mother's boy, and not an adventurer like his brother. Yet he went abroad, and God went with him. He had little luggage, and no attendants, yet no prince ever journeyed with a nobler bodyguard. Even while he slept in the open field, angels watched over him, and the Lord God spoke to him. If the Lord bids us go, let us say with our Lord Jesus, Arise, let us go hence.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered what the message of each New Testament book really is? Not just the meaning of a phrase, a text, or even a chapter, but the central message of the entire book? If so, we're happy to offer you the opportunity to obtain a means of doing just that. A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns preached a series of messages in which he explained the teaching of each of the New Testament books. This series was published in a book entitled A Sure Foundation. These messages let you get a grasp of the heart of the New Testament's teaching and show you how relevant it is to your life in the modern world. A Sure Foundation tells you how to live in the light of the gospel, in the freedom of faith, and not in the gloom of guilt and frustration. This is not another how-to book of self-help tips. Its constant theme is the acceptance believers have with God because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness to them, which is the heart of the gospel. Let the Bible Speak has recently obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, and we're now making them available to our listening audience. The price for each copy of A Sure Foundation is $10, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $10 made out to Let the Bible Speak to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. To reserve a copy, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Request your copy of A Sure Foundation today.
If you do not love God, you do not believe on Jesus Christ. Now, this is not some vain emotion. This is love of the highest kind. If you think of this love, in the words of a great German commentator, it is comprehension coupled with corresponding purpose. This is a love that knows, I know whom I have believed. And it is a purpose of heart to live for the glory of God. That's the love we're talking about. This is not just talking about mere sentimentality, getting worked up with a few charismatic choruses, swaying in some hypnotic state until you feel like you've had a high on some drugs. Not the kind of love we're talking about. Talking about a love that's grounded in a biblical knowledge of God, and that then produces a purpose to please God. They love Him. And then they're the called according to His purpose. And this clarifies the first. You see, we just said this is true for all who love God. You would think, well, there's something in my love that merits all this. And of course, that's not true. There's nothing meritorious in anything we do or say or feel. Everything in salvation must be traced right back to God. He settled His love on us according to His eternal purpose. He called us with an effectual call of irresistible grace. This is the company. Now, for this company, all things are working together. In other words, if you're like old Jacob, you're going through life, there's no soft down pillow. All you've got to lay your head on is a rock. And all you've got to lie down on is the bare hard earth. If you're like old Jacob and you're going through a rough time, yet you can say, all this is working together for my good. I don't know how it's doing it. I don't know how God is going to bring it all about. But I know He will bring it about. Whatever your circumstances, in this company, all things are working together for good. But say you're outside this company. And you know if you're in it or if you're out of it. Let me ask you tonight, are you among the lovers of God? Are you among those who have been called of God, and in obedience to that call you have come to Christ, and you can say, I love Him because He first loved me. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplication. Are you among the lovers of God? No unsaved man can love God. Not one. As Spurgeon said many, many years ago, they may love a God of their own imagining, but they cannot love the God of revelation. They cannot love the God of grace. They have no heart fixed for the glory of God. No unsaved man can genuinely love God or His Christ. So again I ask you, are you in this company? Because if you're not, this promise is not for you. Oh, things are working all right in your life. Time is fleeting. The moments are going into hours, and the hours into days, and the days into weeks, and the weeks into years, and they're speeding by. And they're carrying you at tremendous velocity toward the great eternity of God. Things are working okay. But if you're not a lover of God, no matter what your religious pretensions may be, things are not working together for your good. You stop and think of this. Outside of this exclusive company, all that is working in the lives of the impenitent and the ungodly is conducting them to an everlasting midnight darkness of hell. All things working together for good for God's people. I want you to think of this. You can't read the secret counsels of God. You do not understand His secret purposes. You do not understand His electing purpose. That's why it's so crazy for people to tell you to figure out if you're elect before you come to Christ. You'll never figure that out until you come to Christ. You can't read His secret counsel, but you do know if you love God. That you do know. And to them that love Him, they are the called. And all things work together for good. So what do you do if you're in the company? We'll go back to my quotation. Pass the time. Instead of focusing on the possibilities of what doctors may be looking for or the possibilities of what circumstances may yield, focus on the great certainties that you know about God. And if you're not in this company, what should you do? Flee to Christ. See, all the promises of God are where? In Christ. It's in Christ that they are yea and amen. The promises of God are experienced in Christ, never apart from Him. So the call of the gospel is always to get to Christ. And then shall you be able to join in this glorious affirmation. And then the teeth of the hurricanes of trouble that sweep over your life, raise your voice in a God-given defiance of every demon of hell and every opponent of earth. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee tonight that Thou art God, absolute, eternal, infinite, and immutable. We thank Thee, our God, that all power is Thine and all wisdom is Thine. We praise Thee, O God, that we can trust our all-knowing and gracious God. We praise Thee for this comfort and this confidence that God gives to His people. We thank Thee that there's not an event of life that can contradict or derail the purpose of God's grace and goodness toward His people. We thank Thee, our Father, that Thou hast made our eternal salvation, our ultimate salvation, absolutely certain. We give Thee thanks. And our Father, we would pray that the comfort of Thy word may come now with simple clarity, with overwhelming power to every heart. Lord, Thou hast recorded it in Thy word that man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. We realize, O God, that it's just as natural for men to have trouble in life as it is for sparks to fly from a blacksmith's anvil. O Lord, we pray that Thou wilt grant us, in the midst of the troubles of life, this great, great, glorious consolation, comfort, and confidence. We have a gracious Heavenly Father. He's working all things out according to his purpose, for the good of his own people who love him. Lord, may the sweet confidence of that bring balm to many a troubled heart tonight. We pray that thou would bring peace to minds that the devil has been attacking. We pray that God's people will go home from this place rejoicing. What a wonderful Savior. We pray for those who are not in the company of God's people. They're not saved. Whatever else they may be or not be, they can't say they're among the lovers of God. Lord, save people from vain religion, from dead and empty form. Save us, O Lord, we pray, from ourselves and from our sins. Grant that tonight, if there are those here without Christ, thou wilt bring them to the Savior. We tremble to think where life is leading for the unsaved. We remember the words of the Lord Jesus about the broad way. He said it leads to death. Gracious God, in thy powerful mercy, intervene to save the lost. So hear our prayer. Bless thy word. And as we separate one from another, go with us. Lord, leave us not. Let us not lose the sweet savor of the presence of Christ, or the sweet powerful influence of the Spirit applying the Word. Gracious God, go with us. Go with us to our homes. Sanctify them. Make them as days of heaven upon the earth. Some of our homes and families are enduring deep trials at this time. Lord, give us the confidence of Romans 8:28. The trust to see what God will do. Oh, give us wisdom. Give us grace. Go with us, Lord. Now grant that thy grace, thy mercy, and thy peace will be our abiding portion both this Sabbath evening and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name and through the merit of his precious blood. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.